This is the voice of truth, the voice of God's inerrant, absolute, eternal, unbroken, verbally inspired word. The voice of truth is coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers. We're located at 501 Opelousas Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking, inviting you to stay tuned to hear God's message by our late pastor, L.R. Shelton Sr., on the subject, The Basic Truths of God's Word. And this is number 165 in this series.
Now, my friend, it doesn't matter what your theological views are. If you do not know Christ, you're one-sided in your thinking. That individual who does not know Christ will never be praising the Lord and giving all the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason I keep hammering on your heart with one question. Do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? A little woman way down in Florida writes me and says, Brother Sheldon, I'll never cease praising the Lord that you kept hammering at my heart with that one question. Do you know Christ? I was a member of an Armenian church. I was waking to the fact that I did not know the Lord. Held a meeting the other night in a little town, and I come to find out that some of the pastors there burn every one of my books that they find in the homes of individuals. Well, I can understand that. I don't fall out with them about it. One day I didn't understand the truth of God's Word, but I praise God that He didn't let me go until He taught this old sinner the way of grace and brought him to the feet of Christ, a lost, doomed, damned sinner, and revealed Christ, the Son of God, to my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Then, my friend, I can't criticize the other fellow who's blinded. I pray for him. I long that he may know the Christ that I know. Now get this statement. You cannot think clearly and understand God's Word unless you do know Christ. If you are a rank Armenian, one of these free will fellers, you are taken up with some program. You think in terms of institutionalism, numbers, building, programs, and such like, which drifts to worldliness. If you, on the other hand, are a Calvinist without Christ, you will drift to doctrines, formalism, ritualism, and come to worship the Word. Largely, Christ is relegated to the background. You have orthodoxy without life, and you are taken up with Bible truth instead of the revealed Son of God as your Lord and your Savior. Now, my friends, that's the condition we face today everywhere we turn. Isn't that so? That is so. And let me ask you the question again. Do you know Christ? In true Calvinism, Christ is the center of all Bible truth. The individual who has an experimental knowledge of Christ will, with careful study of God's Word, come to find, get it now, that there are certain great basic truths of the Bible around which the whole Scripture is built, having Christ as the center. Now let me make that statement again. If you know Christ, And with careful Bible studying, you'll come to find that there are certain great basic truths of the Bible around which the whole Scripture, the whole canon of Scripture, is built with Christ as the center of every doctrine. And you will come to magnify the Son of God in every doctrine of God's Word. Every one of these great basic truths or teachings of the Bible flow out from the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, where does the individual learn these truths experimentally? First, in the school of Holy Spirit conviction and the class of repentance. Now, do you know anything about Holy Spirit conviction? Now, you get this truth. If you have missed Holy Spirit conviction, you have missed repentance. And if you have missed repentance, you have missed the new birth. If you have missed the new birth, you have missed Christ. And if you have missed Christ, you will miss heaven. And if you miss heaven, you're doomed for hell. Now, you let that, just let that soak in. Brother, you don't learn these Bible truths in Bible conferences, in schoolrooms, in seminaries and colleges, and anywhere else, except probably intellectually. You cannot have a balanced concept of the Word of God unless you know Christ as your Lord and Savior. I do not care how much you may come to know the Word. If you do not know Christ experimentally, you will have a one-sided view of the Word of God. You will put emphasis on one doctrine at the expense of another, because your depraved mind cannot understand these great truths spiritually and give you an all-round spiritual concept of them unless by the new birth you come to see Christ as the center of every teaching of God's Word. Unless you come to see Christ as the center of every book, every chapter, every verse, every jot and tittle of the Word of God. Brother, it's Christ or hell. Do you know Him? Now I want you to get this in comparison. One fact a dietitian learns in preparing a balanced meal for a group of men or students is that there are basic foods around which all balanced meals are prepared. And the dietitian uses all these foods all the time in preparation of a delicious, tasty, nutritious, and balanced meal. There are seven basic foods: milk, meat, vegetables, fruits, cereals, eggs, and butter. Now, just as it is in the physical life, so it is in the spiritual life. The whole Bible is built around five or more basic doctrines. Now let me name them. There is the sovereignty of God, the total depravity of man, salvation by grace, our blood redemption, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, and the second coming of Christ back to earth again. From these five great Bible truths flows all of the teachings of God's Word with Christ as the center of every one of them. Now let's look at them separately for a few minutes, will you? First, there's the sovereignty of God, which is the foundation or basic truth of all the Word of God. Now, my friends, you've got to have a foundation. And the foundation of every truth in God's Word is the sovereignty of God. Do you know that? Have you learned that? I have. In studying the Bible, you begin with the sovereignty of God. In the beginning, God. Open your Bible, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. The average student today starts with man and reasons from man to God. But the true student of God's Word begins with God, the sovereignty of God, and comes from God down to man. All right, listen. From the sovereignty of God flows absolute election. From election flows the foreknowledge of God and predestination. Then comes the effectual call and justification. Then glorification. Flowing from the sovereignty of God is absolute election. All right, now we'll see in a few minutes, but let me give you this statement now. That absolute election is the basic doctrine, is the foundation of salvation by grace or salvation by blood redemption in Christ. If I had to deny any doctrine in the world, I'd rather deny blood redemption in Christ than to deny the doctrine of absolute election. The average individual today will not accept the sovereignty of God as the starting point of their Bible study. In other words, they will not accept God on the throne as absolute and sovereign. Therefore, all their Bible study and teaching is faulty, and they build a one-sided theological life. Oh, man will not accept God on the throne, but he will accept God in his treasury, handing out gifts, but not on the throne, controlling the universe and demanding obedience, absolute obedience from the heart of man. Now, that's true. Every individual, every old scallywag, will accept God in his treasury, dishing out gifts to him. That's right. That's right. I've talked with thousands over a period of years that said to me, well, I used to be a Christian. I got where I didn't believe that God would do what he said he'd do, and so I quit. Why? Well, he didn't accept God on the throne. He accepted him only in his treasury. Brother, there's where Satan fights every one of us. That's where he fights us. That's where he fights me. Because it's just natural in fallen man to want to be supreme. Now then, next comes the great old age-long doctrine of the total depravity of natural man. The doctrine of total depravity is written from the second chapter of Genesis throughout the entire Bible until paradise is regained in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, where we find all of God's elect have been gathered home, where there is no more sin, and where sin can never enter and man cannot fall. Any individual who cannot see and understand man's totally depraved nature experimentally will go wrong on all of the teachings of God's Word. Now, my friend, that's a settled fact. There's no question about that. Let me repeat it. Any individual who goes wrong on the doctrine of total depravity goes wrong on all of the teachings of God's Word. Nowhere do you learn about man's total depravity except under Holy Spirit conviction. First, you learn it mentally, intellectually from the study of God's Word. And second, you learn it experimentally under Holy Spirit conviction. You can read in the Bible that men love darkness rather than light. But you may have been a religious individual all your life. And you'll jump up and say, I do not love darkness rather than light. Well, You do not know what you're talking about. But you let the Holy Spirit open that darkened den of wickedness in your heart, and you'll begin to see and know and acknowledge that you are a depraved, vile, wicked, hell-bent sinner. Now, there's where our trouble is today. There is scarcely any Holy Spirit conviction anywhere. There isn't the Holy Spirit conviction under my ministry that I long to see out in Radio Land. My friend, would that the Holy Spirit would fall in mighty convicting power all where this message is going. These two great truths, the sovereignty of God and total depravity of man, Armenians will not have except in word only. Then the average Armenian will tell you that man is not totally depraved. They'll not accept the doctrine of total depravity. Every Armenian evangelist goes forth with this purpose in mind to get decisions for Christ, and they put the emphasis on the will of man. That's where we fail today. God has nothing to do with them. Now, why do they do it? Because they have never been made to see, under Holy Spirit conviction, their totally depraved nature. Then you say, Parson, then they're not saved. Well, your guess is as good as mine. That's exactly what I'm saying. They do not know the Lord Jesus Christ experimentally. When an individual sees that God is sovereign and that man is totally depraved, then of necessity, he has to believe that salvation is wholly of grace, or no individual would ever be saved. My youngest daughter, who's under Holy Spirit conviction now, was a religionist. In the days of her religious life, she was my pianist under a tent. But finally the Lord awakened her to the fact that she was lost. And she said the other day to me, said, you know, Dad, it seems that I'm from one mess out of one mess into another. All the time. Will God ever straighten me out and bring me to Christ? I said, that's His business. If He doesn't, then you're lost and doomed and damned forever. But my friends, isn't it marvelous, those of you who know the Lord, to know that God will straighten a sinner out and bring him to Christ? He sees that the only thing God would have to do with him is to let him alone. And she said, Dad, if God let me alone, I'll go to hell. And that justly, I know it. His nature is depraved and controls his depraved will. His nature is bent on sinning. By nature, he hates God. By nature, he's in rebellion against God. And by nature, if left alone, he'd wander farther and farther away from God until he'd wind up in hell. Now, that's the only thing God has to do for a sinner to go to hell. Just let him alone. He sees that if God didn't take the initiative in his salvation, there'd be no hope for him. Then he is quickened, made alive by the Holy Spirit, brought to repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. He sees that his salvation is wholly of grace. And if the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't wash away his sins, nothing else will. He sees that he's wholly dependent upon the Holy Spirit in getting him to Christ. Then there's another great truth there that he comes to realize and see clearly. And that is, he is afraid the Lord Jesus Christ will come back to earth before he gets to Christ for salvation. He is taught clearly the fact of the second coming of Christ under Holy Spirit conviction. Now, brother, there's where you learn these truths. You don't learn them anywhere else. You may learn them intellectually, but you cannot balance them because you don't have experimental knowledge of them. Now, that's the reason your thinking is crooked. Let's sum it up like this. Here is a poor old sinner. He may be a learned professor. a preacher in the pulpit, or a man of the world, or he may be a multimillionaire, or a pauper, who's never given a thought about God. He goes on his way, cares nothing about the Bible or spiritual things. One day the Holy Spirit carries the truth of God's Word home to his heart and quickens him. He begins to bring him down the way of grace. One of the first things he recognizes is that he's a sinner. And slowly he comes to see himself as a depraved sinner. When he sees he can't save himself, he runs up against a brick wall, which is the sovereignty of God and the lordship of Christ. He may chomp his bits, but he'll learn right there under Holy Spirit conviction the sovereignty of God before he goes a step further. You don't learn the sovereignty of God after you're converted. It unfolds to you in its great solemnity and majesty. But, brother, you begin to learn the sovereignty of God in embryo under Holy Spirit conviction. He finds he has to bow his will to the will of God and be made willing for God to save him on God's terms. He learns that much. As he sees his helpless, hopeless condition, he sees salvation is wholly of grace and begins to cry for mercy. As a drowning man, he sees his only hope of getting to Christ is the Holy Spirit. As he struggles hard with sin, he is beginning to see that Christ might come back before he gets saved, and that scares him to death. He also learns that he's a prisoner of hell, a child of Satan, and only God can deliver him by blood and by power. Do you begin to see, my friend, where you learn the basic truths of God's Word? Only a person who's saved by the grace of God can clearly understand these truths. I know wherever I go personally, or wherever these messages are heard, wherever you read them, wherever they're read, I know they cut down right across present-day religious thinking, and folks will become mad, and preachers say, "Don't you hear that, fellow Shelton? He'll disturb you. He'll get you all confused." Brother, that's right. Those messages will, if the Holy Spirit carries them home to your heart. But you can sit there and listen to me for 1,000 years. If the Holy Spirit never carries the message home to your heart, it'll never affect you. You may say, "Well, that's right. He's preaching the truth." You may believe it intellectually, but if it never carries it home as a two-edged sword to your heart, it'll never affect you. Then when you read your Bible, you'll know where to put everything that you've been taught and that you learn. If you learn these great basic truths, you have a pigeonhole where you can just place anything that is in God's Word, because every teaching flows out from these great basic truths with the Lord Jesus Christ as the center, God's sovereignty, man's total depraved nature, salvation by grace and grace alone, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, and the great teaching of the second coming of Christ, the doctrine of Satan and others that you might want to mention, and you learn them experimentally under Holy Spirit conviction as you're brought down the way of grace and brought to Christ for salvation. You'll learn then that Christ is the center of all of these truths, and you have a all-rounded spiritual diet for your soul. Then, my friend, you can stand before the intellect of the world. You can stand before the theologians of the world. You can stand before any class of the world and give a reason for the hope that's within you. And they can't tangle you up. They've tried me for years to tangle me, but when God taught me these great truths and brought me to Christ, it unfolded these great truths as they flow out from the Lord Jesus Christ through His Word. My friend, then you can walk with your head up or down, and they can't tangle you up. You know where you stand. Just like a dietitian that goes into the kitchen to cook. If he knows, he knows. And they can't tangle him up. And so it is with you. May God lead you to Christ. Do you know him? Do you know him? And as we bring this message to the close, we ask you, my friend, how do you know Christ?
This brings to a close another broadcast. We want to thank you for your letters and gifts that keep these messages going out over the Voice of Truth program each week. Again, the title of the message was The Basic Truths of God's Word. And this is number 165 in this series. It's a continuation of our series on Calvinism. All of those messages are also on the cassette tape, and you may have a free printed copy of all of those messages, any one or all of them, simply by sitting down and requesting them. All the messages preached here on the Voice of Truth broadcast by Pastor Shelton also are available on cassette tape. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis saying it's always good to be with you, and this is the Voice of Truth broadcast.